AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Supreme Court tomorrow takes up a case that could decide if Donald Trump is ineligible for the 2024 presidential ballot under Section 3 of the Constitution's 14th Amendment for his involvement in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. ABC's Devin Dwyer says it's never before been applied to a presidential candidate.
But the consensus expectation is that this will happen very quickly for the Supreme Court. Days or weeks, certainly not months. The Colorado primary is coming up on March 5th. And so the expectation is that this Supreme Court will want Colorado voters to have an answer before then.
But the court says there will not be a decision tomorrow. A search continues in the Southern California mountains for five Marines who were on a helicopter that went down in the area last night. A U.S. drone strike in Baghdad killed a high-ranking commander of an Iran-backed militia behind attacks on U.S. troops in the region. This is ABC News. Investigators say a suspect is in custody for allegedly stealing military technology.
Shengguang Gong allegedly transferred thousands of files from his work laptop to a storage device. U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the files transferred last year had blueprints for infrared sensors designed for space-based systems to detect nuclear missile launches and track ballistic missiles.
This is an individual who had offered to provide military information to the People's Republic of China previously.
Gong is a native of China and became a U.S. citizen more than a decade ago. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Tomorrow morning, CEOs from three of the top pharmaceutical companies will testify before the Senate Health Committee about the high cost of prescription drugs. New England Patriots long snapper Joe Cardona is the USAA 2023 Salute to Service Award winner. He'll be recognized at the NFL Honors tomorrow night. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free, 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Listen, feel, experience. Dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin. Cosmo Brown, Frequency, weekly guests, bringing you together in mad unity.
Unity, unity, unity.
Welcome back to the second hour of Mad Unity.
Listen.
And we are playing that again. No, we're not. We are back with DJ Azza, who just played us an exciting and fun funky house set.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was good times. So, you know, we're talking a little bit about, before you started playing, about jams. So
yes.
Let's get into it. Like, how did you guys get started?
Yeah, jams. Oh, man, what a special topic. Well, I had always been a fan. I attended jams for a number of years before I knew people involved. And then, a little bit past COVID, like shortly after COVID, I was reached out to by Ted, who's one of the main guys on the ground here. And he asked me to mix and come over and hang out. And I joined the crew shortly thereafter. So, no, it's been really special. They've been throwing parties for a while, but now I'm obviously part of it. And, it's just been really cool to watch it grow, watch people come out, the people we've started booking. It's a neat party.
Yeah, yeah. No, and he's getting kind of serious with that. He's getting his own sound. And what's the sound company called?
Danley. So there's a company. He's one of the most brilliant audio people. This is Ted Alsop, DJ Zipdisc.
Yep.
He's been really into the audio file and heavy sound system world, doing a lot of research, finding that. And I'm very stoked to see the sound system putting together. But Jams is really cool because it's kind of, everybody is very different. We had a party last August where it was the five of us back to back, and everybody has a totally different sound, different groups we hang out with to a degree, and different music, even different skills in the group. So we got gear. We have Nathan, who started the party, who currently lives in Japan, does a lot of our booking. We have people on the ground who organize events and do some of the, you know, marketing. And it's a cool crew to be a part of because it almost doesn't fit together, but we all are friends, right? And it all works.
Nice. Yeah, no, there, it's definitely, it's eclectic. And
very, you know, much.
So, you know, tell us what's coming up in terms of the shows. There's like already four booked for the spring.
Yeah, so we're getting pretty serious about trying to get more shows lined up ahead of time, get people excited about them, and book bigger people, especially given the new sound system. So, yeah, we've got a party in a couple weeks. Somebody from Chicago, Ricardo, he's really got some good music. And we're starting kind of a new tradition of having one of our Jams residents back to back with somebody else, either local from the community or occasionally somebody from in the crew, taking the first hour. And we think that's really fun. We think back to backs are an interesting way to get people connected and see people on stage having a good time together. And you never know what you're going to get when two people are playing music together.
Yeah.
And when it works, it's cool.
I'm gonna drag Frequency to one of these days.
Yeah, you gotta come
just,
out. Frequency.
Just like make them come.
I'll come out.
Oh, you gotta check them out.
They're really fun. Yeah,
they're fantastic parties, and I'm obviously biased, but there's a lot of interesting little details that go into them. I'm amazed to see how every party we try something a little different, experiment, add something, try to make it goofy and interesting. But there's a brand, and it's cool to kind of see it really coalesce together. And yeah, the bookings for the spring, there's a lot of really good ones. I mean, we're starting to get people from a little further away too, which is cool. I feel like I want to pull the poster up, but yeah, you mentioned there's two.
Yeah, Ricardo's next week, right? It's next Saturday. And they all happen at Robinia Courtyard on East Washington, I believe.
Yeah, we have our parties in East Washington.
Yep.
At Robinia's space. So we've got a really cool guy in March from Detroit who runs a club, Mr. Joshua. We're having our first ever Jams on a Friday, which I'm really stoked about. That's Colette, so that should be really fun. Obviously ties into the track you got today.
Yep.
And then some other great people from abroad, Chrissy, and then Centrific from Minneapolis. So, no, it's stacked. And, again, every party, kind of like I said earlier, there's not a specific genre to Jams. It's just good dance music. So
yeah. So, you know, I'm going to ask you a tough question and put you on the spot here, but you know, every party is eclectic. There's a different vibe. What are some of your most memorable ones
Yes. Oh man, there's a lot of good ones. I mean, last year I think everybody was feeling it, but we had two friends who do music together, out of Detroit. Peter Kroos, Eddie Logix, amazing party. Really cool. There's something to be said about a really special disco set when everything goes down the way you want to hear it.
They literally had to kick us out of that one.
I was going to say. And sometimes that's it, too. Like, the parties are so influenced by the weather and the temperature and the season and, you know, whether the students are around or not. So it's really exciting to see that there's not only a group that comes for every party, but some parties in the summer when the doors are open are just nuts.
Nice. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's one that stands out. I mean, a couple of the parties that I've played are just really special to me. I played my first all vinyl set about a year and a half ago. That was really cool to play out. We had a really awesome person from, she's from Detroit, lives in Chicago now, Yukiko, last party of the year, December. But yeah, as you said, it's a tough question because not only they're super different, but you always get a different mix of, you know, somebody from Jams, somebody from the scene Midwest, and then just the awesome people that make it the party it is.
All right. Well, tell us one more time for those listening of what's happening this weekend. Is DJ Ricardo next weekend? I'm sorry.
Yeah, next weekend. So we're talking about February 17th, Robinia Courtyard. We start at 10 o'clock. Typically, tickets are $10 and you can get them at the door. And you're guaranteed some awesome people, some awesome music, and a vibe that I find difficult to find almost anywhere else.
So. I definitely agree, and we're gonna get frequency down there too. So you know, he's a bass.
I'm down.
But yeah, he loves to shake it.
It only takes one party to become addicted.
Exactly,
that's what happened to me.
Well, all right, so we're going to keep it going. Thank you so much, Azza,
for your
set and for the insights into jams. It was, you know, so great to have you. I know we've talked about it for a long time.
Yes.
We got to get Zip Disc in here, too, at some point.
No, definitely. I mean, you already got Glynis, Kitty Spit,
and
I'm sure the other ones will cycle through. Because
yeah, we're working our way through the rosters.
It's lovely to be invited out, and I think you'll be, you know, really impressed with all of them, so...
All right. Well, it's time for our Mad Track of the Week. If you can hit play on that for me. And then you are... Whoa. There we go. You're listening to Mad Unity. This is our Mad Track of the Week. DJ Colette. You can find the link to this song on the YouTube and the stream actually post. It's on, what was the name of the site again?
This one's on TrackSource right now.
I don't
actually know if it's released anywhere else yet, so you got a real sneaky preview here.
We do. Enjoy. Here we go.
It's all I own. It's
This is grade A, 100% pure Colombian cocaine, ladies and gentlemen. Disco, disco, disco.
Can you dance? Stop! do it.
Thank you.
All right, we're signing off with the Mad Track of the Week. Everybody, it's going to be available on Friday, DJ Collect, when the world is coming round. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.